producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm the aforementioned Dr. Joy Brown, and I am here for you Monday through Friday. Check your local listings. I do the program from noon to 3 Eastern. The best time to call is between 1 and 3 for all sorts of very complicated technical reasons. It's a great idea to call early in the program rather than late in the program, just because then I have more time with you. So that's the deal. And today I should be able to get around to movies, which should be good. Today is I Love Lucy Day. Do we know why that? I mean, we know who, that's Lucille Ball. Who did you know who was not originally a redhead? Tell me you do know who Lucille Ball is.
Well, yeah, I know, but is she really a redhead naturally?
No, she was not.
Well, that's, yeah, there you go.
I think she's actually, I know her, as a starlet, she was a blonde, although who knows what she was. I mean, she may have had brown hair, but she didn't have red hair. That, and I'm trying to remember exactly, I knew at one point why they decided that she should be a redhead. I think she was in a movie with some other blondes, and they decided they need a blonde brunette and a redhead, and so she became the redhead, and she's famous as being the lovable redhead. It's also National Hand Washing Day, which means use soap, not the alcohol stuff, which actually does not work very well. Chicken Cacciatore Day. We have a red thing going. I guess if you wash your hands a lot, they get chapped and they get red. Chicken Cacciatore is red. Conflict resolution is because you see red if you don't, you know, if you're feeling conflicted. And National Grouch Day, which is then everybody else sees red when they see you.
Whenever somebody mentions Chicken Cacciatore, it reminds me of that Billy Joel song. You know, what's he say?
Chicken, a bottle of red, bottle of white.
No, it's a different one. I'll think of it.
Different song. I know,
yeah,
I'm teasing you. I was just being incredibly adorable, apparently, though it was not all that adorable. All right, so I have to tell you a story about I Love Lucy. I went to a play last night that's called, I think it was called Proper Arrangement. And it's like the fourth or fifth thing I've seen about the McCarthy era, which was in the 50s, you know, the late 50s. And this one is about two couples who live next door to each other, and they have literally a closet with a door that goes between them because they're both gay. They're two women and two men, and they pretend to be married to each other because they work for the State Department. And it was during the time the State Department started looking for people that they thought could be blackmailed, hence people who were gay. So, all right, and what they had at the intermission was a ballot box where you could vote for your favorite 50s personalities. And the three choices were Marilyn Monroe, Lucille Ball, dun dun dun, and Elvis. Guess who I voted for?
Lucille.
No, Elvis.
Oh.
I mean, you know, I love Lucille Ball. I love Elvis.
Yeah, I suppose.
The best thing I ever heard was someone said he was the first man who made me want to get up and dance. Isn't that a great description?
Ooh, that's pretty good.
And even when my kid was young, when Elvis would be on the air, I'd say, "Okay, who is that kiddo?" And she'd say, "It's the king, Mama, the king." Okay, that's enough. All right, so one of the movies I'm going to review for you today, which is Bridge of Spies, takes place in the same time frame. Let's see what else. I think, what was the movie I just saw? Oh, Trumbo, which comes out, I think, next week, is about the same time period. Somehow we're really, you know what I think it is? It just occurred to me, light bulb went on. The 50s and the McCarthy era and the witch hunting, I think, is resonating with people now. Because this is like four or five. I mean, there are four movies that I can think of, a play, and there are probably going to be more plays. And you have to remember, all this stuff is done somewhat ahead of time. It's not like there's a headline today and a movie tomorrow, although sometimes it seems like that. But it's really not the case. And you and I have talked about it, and I think everybody's talked about it, the idea that if you don't agree with somebody right now, your patriotism comes under scrutiny. And that, I think, for a lot of people, sort of is resonates with the McCarthy era of, if you don't agree with us, then you're a communist, and if you're a communist, you're a threat to the country, and if you're a threat to the country, we're going to make sure you don't work, or you don't have any influence, or you're deported. So, I mean, that whole kind of us versus them mentality, that it, a combination of, I guess, I'm not even sure I'd call, you know, I was going to say hyper-patriotism, but I don't think there's anything patriotic. I don't think that's the American way. But sort of hyper-paranoia, hyper-antagonism, hyper-us versus them. So, you know, and that seems to be resonating in Hollywood as well. And so Trumbo is about the blacklist. The movie, both Spotlight and Truth take place in the 80s, so that's a slightly different issue. That's the role of the media in uncovering scandal. But Bridge of Spies takes place in 1957. So it's very interesting to me that that there is this kind of reflection on that time. So it was sort of interesting. So, and today is I Love Lucy Day. So Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, Desi Lu, one of the most successful production companies ever. It aired for the first, I Love Lucy aired for the first time on this day in 1951. And apparently they put out a stamp on this day 4 years ago with Lucy and Desi. It was filmed in front of a live audience. Most shows at the time had a laugh track. Three cameras, where most shows were one camera. So the director didn't have to call for multiple retakes, which is a little hard in front of a live audience. And everybody played off the mistakes that they made. They invented the rerun. When Lucille Ball gave birth to their two kids, she needed a little time to recover for going back to work, so episodes of the show that had already aired were aired for a second time, and it turns out were very popular. It was the most watched show of its time and ended its run at the top of the ratings. It won 5 Emmys and was nominated many more times. It always appeared on the best TV shows of all time and is still being rerun all over the world. 40 million people in the U.S. still watch it every year. Have you ever seen the show?
Oh, yeah, I have watched it on TV Land.
So do you, the one, my favorite one, I guess, which is everybody's favorite one, I think, is the one where she's doing the chocolates, maybe for obvious reasons, where she's in the chocolate factory and she's supposed to box them, and she's on a production line,
yep.
And it gets ahead of her, so she starts stuffing them in her mouth,
mm-hmm.
And the Veggie Veggie Vija Mata, which is all alcohol, that one's a good one, too. And there was just something about her that she was sort of every woman and then some. Apparently a very, very smart woman. This day in history, in 1066, Edgar the Etheling is proclaimed King of England but is never crowned. And he reigned until the 10th of December. So maybe he didn't have time to get crowned. They didn't have time to get the crown made for his head size. You know, you don't custom make crowns usually, but maybe in 1066 you did. Or maybe it's kind of like, I know people who won't send wedding gifts until the first year anniversary because they want to make sure the wedding takes before they actually send a wedding gift.
That's very cynical.
I think so, too.
Jeez.
I know. That reminds me of a cartoon that I saw once with this was, I think, before your time, Sonny, when women wore rollers in their hair, and the bride is at the altar with her hair in rollers, and she says, I want to look good for the reception. Never mind, you maybe had to be there. You maybe have to be a woman. You maybe had to wear rollers. I don't know what it is. All right, 855-993. All right, it appealed to me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alright, I was telling Trevor, I was having one of those days where nothing quite worked. So I did what everybody does under those circumstances. I baked an apple pie. It really does make your house smell delicious, and apples are everywhere. I cheated on the crust. Pie crust is very easy to make, but I don't really have very much flour around, and I bake so seldom because I really don't want to eat that kind of stuff. So I cheated. I bought a graham cracker pie crust. I mean, pie crusts are really easy to make, and I ordinarily would have made a crumble, which I like better, but I just thought, you know, just get it done. So I'll let you know. All right, but folks, I said to Trevor, I decided not to put a top crust on it, which I said I've never done before. I usually do like a Dutch apple with with a kind of a crunch on top of it. But this one, I just sort of ran out of time, but I found a recipe that said, well, just cook it, and in the last 10 minutes, you just put cheese on the top of it. And Trevor said, cheese and apples? How could that be? And I tried to convince him that that cheese and apple was a pretty cool kind of thing. So you guys can reaffirm that for me. All right, in 1764, Edward Gibbon observes a group of friars singing in the ruined Temple of Jupiter in Rome, which inspires him to begin work on the history of the decline and fall of the Roman Empire. Did you ever read that?
No, I did not.
It's actually terrific.
Is it a must read?
Yeah, it really is. It's very cool. 1783, the Montgolfier brothers' hot air balloon, tethered, makes the first human ascent, piloted by Jean-Francis Pilater de Rosier. The French were very big on hot air balloons, hence the idea that you always carry a bottle of champagne with you for when you crash in a farmer's field and scare his cow, which he then maintains doesn't give much milk, so you give him the champagne, or you give the champagne to the cow, whichever you prefer. No, don't say me letters. I know you don't do that. I was being cutesy. I know, cutesy doesn't work on the air. 1878, the Edison Electric Light Company begins operation. 1878. Think about that. 1878. In 1910, Airship America is launched from New Jersey in the first attempt to cross the Atlantic by a powered aircraft. I don't think it worked. In 1939, the New York Municipal Airport, later renamed. Do you know what was later renamed?
I mean, I know the answer.
You can tell. I know you peaked, but that's okay.
LaGuardia.
There you go. So there we go. The New York Municipal Airport. And you got to admit, LaGuardia sounds much better, even though he was kind of a controversial mayor. In 1951, the first episode of the I Love Lucy show, an American television sitcom starring Lucille Ball, Desi Arnaz, Vivian Vance, and William Frawley, airs on CBS. And you're a hockey fan, aren't you? No?
I mean, I probably should.
You live in Minnesota. How can you not be a hockey fan?
I really kind of have let down my fellow Minnesotans, not carrying my weight when it comes to hockey fanship.
I think so. Yeah. Because on this day in history, Wayne Gretzky became the first all-time leading point scorer in the NHL. Wayne Gretzky. Even I know him.
I have two cousins who are, I think the oldest one is 10 and the next one's 8, who could probably tell you that and could probably give Wayne Gretzky's bio. They're huge hockey fans for being such small people.
Yeah, well, many people are hockey fans, Trev.
People like sports, as I understand it. It's weird. Sports and activities of that, you know, nature. It's weird.
All right, my little songbird. All right. In fact, you weren't here yesterday, but we had a caller who said that she missed the talent day, and so she wanted to send us some sounders to go in and out of the to bumpers.
Cool.
So we said Manny was a little skeptical, but I knew you wouldn't be, and so she's going to send them along, and we can listen to them. You and I will decide. We'll let Manny be the sports authority, and you'll be the music authority.
Fair enough.
Is that fair? Okay.
Sounds good.
In 1997, the first supersonic land speed record is set by Andy Green in Thrust SSC in the United Kingdom exactly 50 years and one day after Chuck Yeager first broke the sound barrier in the Earth's atmosphere. 50 years and one day. You know who Chuck Yeager was, yes?
Right.
But you don't have to, okay. In 1997, the Cassini probe launches from Cape Canaveral on its way to Saturn, which is still a planet as far as we know. I don't know. After Goofy, I don't know. I know it's Pluto.
I think Pluto
still breaks my heart. I think it's going to be readmitted to the solar system.
Maybe so. Saturn's pretty big to be excommunicated, I think.
I know, but Pluto. I mean, I guess people just figure it's far enough away that no one will notice. I noticed. In 2001, NASA's Galileo spacecraft passes within 112 miles of Jupiter's moon, Io. Moons of Jupiter. 2003, China launches Shenzhou 5, its first manned space station. Supposedly, what was the story about China yesterday? And their space station, that there's been something going on that we knew nothing about and they're doing really well. Can't remember exactly what the story was. Let's see if I can find it. But Chinese do not seem to be terribly forthcoming in terms of information and transparency. But this one was kind of a non-scary accomplishment. Although the scary accomplishment, which we really didn't even get around to because we had so many phone calls, was the idea that a robot went... It only took 10 sessions or something for a robot to figure out how to use a tool. A robot, folks. That seems a little scary to me. Doesn't it to you? I mean, a robot is a non-organic, essentially, thinking being. Right? I mean, so all those concerns about robots taking over the world, which I've always thought were sort of more paranoid than anything else, seem to at least have a basis. I don't know. That it doesn't scare you, huh?
I for one welcome our new robot overlords.
That's because they'll let you sing. China put a robotic telescope on the moon 2 years ago, and it's working great. And we didn't even know about it. I'm kind of mixed about it. There you go. Let's see what I was trying to find I'll find it in a minute. There are now 5 cities with driverless public buses on the streets right now. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I still feel like these are going to be very cool kind of things. It makes a lot of people very nervous, but I think it's really great. They're in the Bay Area Office Park. Let's see, they go 15 miles an hour. They don't travel particularly long routes. They're saying that most of the errors are human errors. And Toyota says by 2050 all cars will be robotic. I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things. People have said all sorts of things that don't turn out to be true, but we'll see. I think it's great. It would just kill so many people on the roads, and you'll be able to drink and drive because you won't be driving. And your robot will probably slap your hand when you try to drink as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20-
24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A longtime fan, and I'm calling about my 13-year-old daughter. I'm concerned because she has a very moody side to her that she's had before the teen years, so this isn't just new. And I think she has a side to her that's angry and sort of, and on one hand she gets angry quickly, and she also has a sort of martyr victim side. So my question to you is twofold. One is I can give you an example and ask you parenting advice.
Okay.
And the second part of the question is this problem something that's bigger than just like a normal moody teenager? Is this something that needs more help?
Okay. Let me get a little bit more information from you. She's 13. How many kids do you have?
I have two. She's the youngest. She has a sister who is 4 years older than her.
Okay. Are you and Dad together?
Yes.
Okay. How does she do in school?
She is a good student. Okay. She works reasonably hard and does well.
Does she do as well as her big sister?
In school grades, she has. Generally, her older sister is a big act to follow.
All right, so give me an example of your daughter, something that you wanted some parenting advice. You were going to give me an example.
Okay. Here's a good example. Her 14th birthday is coming up fairly soon, and we always make a big fuss over birthdays, and she said that she'd like to have a kitten. She's wanted a kitten for a while for her birthday. And she said that she wanted the kitten, and that if she couldn't have the kitten, she didn't want to celebrate her birthday at all, that she'd just be too sad and it would be too unhappy. So
a drama queen.
Either the kitten or
nothing. Yeah.
Nothing.
All right.
So I kind of think I know her, and when she makes these statements, I just say, okay, I'll think about it, and then I try to come back at a good time or a different time when she isn't digging in. And I said to her, you know, I think that we really can't do a kitten for your birthday, but I would think about it for Christmas. And
wait a minute. Let me just stop you for just a second. Why not? Her birthday is when? Next week?
It's coming up. It's actually very near yours.
Good. Be careful of us Scorpios. We're difficult. All right. So, but why now? Why not now? And okay, in 2 months. What's the issue?
Okay. I told her this, gave her a couple reasons. I said, first thing is your birthday. You have your birthday, and then you go off to school. And I'm left taking care of the kitten and trying to get our cat to adjust to it.
Okay, perfectly legitimate.
If you do it over Christmas, then you have like 2 or 3 weeks of vacation.
Got it. Okay.
And you can help, acclimatize the kitten and the cat. You can help me.
Okay.
Also, we're moving, and I said it would make more sense to do it after we've moved than, you know, with all the chaos of moving.
Mm.
Then the other thing I said to her was, I said, also, just as a general rule, I said, honey, it's not really right to say it's my way or the highway. That, you know, I have either I get the gift I want, the one gift I want, or we can't celebrate at all. I said, you know, that isn't quite right either. And then she said, well, it's my birthday, and I can do what I want. And if
Okay.
And then just the end to us?
Yeah, yeah.
And because this also gives sort of a side to her. And so she said, well, what does it matter to you? It's not your birthday. And I said, well, a birthday is about your coming into the world and into the family, and the whole family wants to celebrate it. We're all happy that you're part of the family. And she turned to me and she goes, yeah, you always make it about you. It's all about you, isn't it? And it isn't. It's my birthday. It's about me. It's not about you.
Okay. All right. Let me walk you through this. First of all, I think the issue of what I probably would have said if this was my little difficult child is, mm-hmm. listen, kiddo, I hear that you want the kitten, but here are two major reasons why I'm willing to give you a gift certificate for the kitten and maybe get you a stuffed kitten and wrap it all up. And give it to you so that, you know, that there's no question you get it for Christmas. Because sometimes kids feel, well, if it's delayed, it's really, you know, it's not going to happen. Mom and Dad are just giving me an excuse. And so you could say, yeah, I get that you get a kitten. You get it for the end of the year. But I want you to that kitten to be yours. Because if I'm the one that takes care of it, it's going to bond with me. I want it to bond with you. I want you to take care of it. So what we can do it at Christmas when you have this couple weeks, which is perfectly legitimate. The moving argument, not so much. Cat's not going to care particularly. It's just one more thing for you to have to deal with. But as she points out, it's not your deal. It's hers. So, I probably would have said to her, that the real issue is I don't want to take care of that cat. I want you to do it. But I'm willing to give you a gift certificate for the kitten. We can go start... I'll give you we can go pick out a stuffed animal that represents it, yada, yada. Okay, so, because that's a perfectly reasonable argument saying, Here's the deal. You really want this kitten to be yours. You want to raise it. It's going to work much better at Christmas because you have 2 weeks or 3 weeks as opposed to 3 days. Perfectly legitimate. But also, by giving her the sense that you hear what she's saying, you know, I'm willing to give you the gift certificate for it. So she, there's no question in her mind that she gets the cat. You know, we'll put it in the contract, whatever, number one. And my guess is she would have gone along with that. The issue about my way or the highway, that's how she negotiates because she feels she has no power. And so she has temper tantrums. And part of it is that she's, I mean, she, and when they're 4 years different, she feels she has three parents. Not only does she have three parents, but she has this idealized human being that she'll never be able to live up to. And so she sabotages. And that's part of the moodiness. At some point, she's going to have to sort this out. And so, but it's probably not going to happen until she gets out of the household. And then she's either going to continue because she'll find friends that are willing to be bullied by her or a man that's willing to be bullied by her. And she may, I mean, I'm not saying she's going to outgrow this because it works for her more or less. But she'll sort that. She's not going to sort it out as long as she's still at home because she's still feeling haunted by the fact that she's got three parents. No matter what she does, it's not quite good enough. She'll never be able to live up to Big Sister, and therefore she might as well just be a snot because she, you know, otherwise she feels she's going to be steamrolled. And that's as much, that has very little to do with you or your parenting style. It has to do with her perception of the family. And you're not going to change that, really, even when her sister's away to college, because you may have assumed, well, once her sister left, things would ease out. But they're not going to because she still sees that she's still haunted by her sister, okay, and the fact that she had three parents, that she has three, you know, three people telling her what to do and evaluating her and her judging her. So with respect to the kitten, you've got a perfectly legitimate idea. She was asked you, presumably, and you might have volunteered it, and I don't know if you did or not, the same response I had of, well, gee, what does that mean? You know, are we having a tug war here? I want it now. You're saying in 2 months. Why can't I have it now? You had a perfectly legitimate reason for why that said, but you might have, and I don't know if you volunteered it at the beginning or not, because if you volunteer it, then because otherwise she's going to feel, well, if I just got along with it, Mom never would have told me. And it's so volunteer your, I mean, play your cards open with this kid. Explain your reasoning, okay, number one. Number two, the idea of my way or the highway. I mean, look, as she points out, it's her birthday party. I would say, look, if that's really what you want, if you don't get your kitten on your birthday and you don't want a birthday party, that's fine. But as far as I'm concerned, we put that in a contract so you don't come back and yell at me the day before your birthday of how come when I was 13 I didn't get a birthday party. So, you know, think about it for 24 hours. If that's how you feel about it, it's okay with me. And let it go. I mean, there are battles that are not worth fighting. And the point is, she will fight with you about everything. If you say it's 10 o'clock, it's time to go to bed, she'll say 10 more minutes. If you say, look, why don't you stay up for a while because there's this thing going on, she's going to say, I'm tired, I want to go to bed. Her whole thing is she has no power, and she's going to be steamrolled, and she's got all these people telling her what to do. She's going to fight you about everything. So she can't have a tug of war if you put down the rope. Yeah, and that's kind of one of my theories of life, as you know, is that there are people in this life who very much want to fuss. But you can't, you know, the sound of one hand clapping, that if they're yanking on a rope and you put the rope down, there's no tug of war. So you can hear that it's you know, it's not exactly stupid and cheerful, but it's similar to it in that the idea being that you can't fight with somebody who doesn't want to fight, right? So decide that there are things that are genuinely worth fighting about and things that are not. Pick your battles, folks. Can't fight about everybody with everything, all right? Or you just look antagonistic. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we did a lot of stories in the last couple of weeks about the United States and money and stuff like that. And the idea that Americans have, most Americans have less than $1,000 in the bank, which is kind of scary. And a lot of Americans have huge credit card debt. Now, Trevor, you're one of the ones who doesn't have much money in the bank, right? Because you're sort of, you and your girlfriend are starting out, and you just, whoops, sorry, that was...
I'm just, yeah, no, it's true, it's true.
I know, but you also don't have credit card debt, do you?
Well...
You have a little credit card debt?
A wee bit. Maybe you might say, it would be fair to say that it's more than my fair share of credit card.
See, you're my daughter's generation, I think, more than mine. Because for me, if I can't pay it off by the end of the month, I don't buy it. The idea of paying interest on money just drives me nuts. The only debt I have is mortgage.
Do you know, it's an interesting situation wherein I'm the type of person who really learns lessons, not by kind of advice or education, but by
banging into them. Yes.
By rough experience. Unforgiving experience. So I've learned that, yes, I do now have a phobia to anything that involves an interest charge.
Yeah.
Which is good, because I'm young still, but it's...
Well, that's how I learned it, much younger than you. I learned it because my parents... I was the one who had to answer the phone when my parents had debt. And so I'd have to say they're not there. Yeah, so you learn really early. No. So, and I remember my parents, literally, we lived in a house that had had an upstairs, a downstairs, and then a basement. And I can remember my mom standing on the top of the second floor and throwing the bills down the staircase. And whatever made it to the basement got paid. That was... True story.
There you go.
Yeah. So, but I, which, well, no, the good way to do it is to have enough money to pay your bills or not buy something, but a different story. So, and certainly her situation informed mine to the extent that I have no credit card debt and never have. My daughter, I mean, it really makes you believe about the generational skip idea. That my daughter has credit card debt, which drives me nuts. But, I mean, she doesn't... It doesn't drive me terribly nuts because she doesn't borrow money from... She's borrowed money from me twice in her life. She's paid it back both times. And she's very responsible, except that the credit card debt. So, and I'm saying, listen, kiddo, you're paying like 18% on that, and you can get a second mortgage on your house, which you're going to pay like 3%. I mean, that's a huge difference.
Yeah, credit card debt is not the debt to have.
No, not at all. So, all right, we ask the people, under what circumstances do you have credit card debt? And so under what circumstances do you have credit card debt?
mine is at least somewhat, I don't know what you want to say, not forgivable, but maybe understandable.
Understandable,
I went back to school full-time after working... a very high-paying full-time job, so I kind of maintained a lifestyle that I really couldn't support.
Yeah,
whilst at school, but not crazy.
How much credit card debt would you say you had at this moment?
Like $5,000.
And how long do you think it'll take you to pay that down?
Probably 100 years.
Maybe you and I should talk. I'll loan you the money at 3%. You pay off your credit card today. And actually, I've done that for my producers, which is probably not the world's smartest idea. But
yeah, you never knew who was on the other end of this mic, you know.
Exactly.
No, I do have a plan.
It's a great way to lose friends, yeah. Just to loan them money. Yeah,
that's interesting. As a psychologist, don't you kind of counsel people on how, you know, don't go into business with family and such?
Absolutely, I do. And Polonius advice, you know, do never borrow, lender be. But it's really hard when people need it to not say. I mean, I know, and it almost always turns out disastrously. I mean, I can probably count on the fingers of one finger the time that it hasn't. But what can I tell you?
So far, I feel pretty grateful as to everything working out. I learned my good lesson, and I have excellent financial habits kind of as a result.
And it's not going to take you 100 years.
No, I won't. This is being dramatic.
We love drama. All right. Under no circumstance do I have credit card debt. I just don't do it. It just, you know, can't do it. You know, that I'm haunted by the notion of my mother throwing the bills over the banisters, so I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see the circumstances under which other people have credit card debts.
Yeah, so Tony says, to start, first one was a Macy's card under being young and stupid circumstances.
You know, I need to point out one thing about that. At one point, I went to get a mortgage when I was first married. And you can't get a mortgage if you don't have a credit history. And if you don't have any credit, you don't have a credit card history. And if you don't have a credit card, you don't have a credit history. So and what they told me at the time, they said, go out, get it. In fact, the reason it reminded me is I think it was Macy's said, go to Macy's, get a credit card, buy something on it, and pay it off. And then we'll give you a mortgage. And that's what happened. And in fact, I don't have a perfect credit score because I don't owe enough money. which seems like the American way, but a little nutsy. All right, what else we got?
Well, do you know, that reminds me of my parents, who are so smart financially, and that's kind of what they suggested to me, is to carry a balance to the end of the month and then pay it off just to build that credit. But then, you know, it's when I strayed from
They're absolutely right. Because if you, as a young person, if you go to get a mortgage of serious money and you have never, you have no credit history, they will not give you a mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's a really good idea. You just have to make sure that you put the money aside, you take it out. You don't even have to keep it very long. In most places, you can keep the credit card open for probably at least a year with no activity on it. And credit cards are free. But you really need to have some credit history to get a mortgage.
Yep.
So they're right.
Yep. All right, Julie says, putting a lot of my husband's medical bills on cards. We don't have any other way to pay. Chemotherapy is expensive.
Yeah, it's a mess. It really is.
Oh, what a mess.
Yeah. And as the story we did yesterday, that the United States pays three times more than any place else in the world for prescriptions, and 16 times more than Brazil, which is why people go to Brazil and why people go to Canada to get their drugs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep going.
Matt says, racked up while out of work, back on track now, about two-thirds paid off.
You go, boy.
There
and it's
go.
Look, it's worth going online to see, because a lot of the traditional credit cards have really, you know, huge APRs. Annual percentage rates. But a lot of them you can consolidate quite often on a lower card. So it's worth looking into.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Jean says, don't use them.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
You know, I do. I use them a lot because it's the best way I have of keeping track. With cash, somehow, even no matter how much I try and keep track of it, I have no idea where that, you know, I'm $50 off. Where could I have spent it? And so in a credit card, it's there. And so I have some ridiculous credit card charges, like, you know, that I went in and got a bottle of water or something, and it's, you know, $1.50. I don't care. They don't care. Puts it on my credit card. I know where it's spent. So, all right, what else you got?
We have a break.
I know. I just thought we could put a quick one in. I guess not going to. He wants to have more credit with me. All right. 855-993-7569. I am the non-credit card kind of... Well, actually, I am a credit card. I'm just not credit card debt. Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.